When you think about the knowledge of God, obviously we think about God's holy word and how precious it is and how the power to save mankind is in that word and what it does for us. What I'd like for us to do this morning, this lesson, is to look at some passages that it talks about the knowledge of God. In the Old Testament, I don't have those up here, but in the Old Testament, there's multiple passages, or a good handful, that say people didn't want the knowledge of God. They didn't want to hear about it. They didn't want to retain it. Don't tell us about God anymore. We've had enough. And each time that they rejected God, they had to walk for many years without Him, which is a tragedy. Because God was waiting and patient and loving and kind and wanted to help them. But they rejected God's help. And when we reject His knowledge, we do the same thing that they did thousands of years ago. We reject God and His love. We already live in a world where we got all kinds of choices. Choose what you're going to eat. Choose what you're going to wear. Choose what you want to drive. Choose what you want to watch. Choose who you're going to follow. And sometimes we get in a habit of choosing what parts of God we want. We want a little bit of this. We want a little bit. We want all God's love and grace and forgiveness, but His knowledge, eh. Self-control, nah, not for me today. Perseverance, nah, I'm tired. You know, brotherly kindness, I just don't want to be nice today. Folks, God loves us so much, He's told us the best things for us are following Him completely. All the knowledge of God. All the knowledge of God. The depth and the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable it is. I'll give you a little example of knowledge. How many? Most of us in here like to know stuff. Okay? Some of us in here think we're know-it-alls at certain times in our lives. And I don't know why my son-in-law is smiling looking at me. But last night, Lucas and I went down to the races. He helped one team, and I helped another team. And when on the way home, we're talking about, well, you know, these guys do this a little different than we do, and these guys do a little different than we do, and, you know, we might want to try that, or maybe we're doing too much of this or not enough of that. Going down there, if we had our own race car, we would have decided this is what we're going to do, and this is which path we're going to take. But after conferring with some folks and seeing how people do it a little differently, we thought, maybe we don't know it all. I don't think we should confer with other people necessarily when it comes to the knowledge of God, folks. But we should confer with God. We should go back to Him. Just when we think we know it all and we understand it all and we open His holy word and it tells us you're not there yet. You're not there yet. You're not there yet. Hungering and thirsting after righteousness and the knowledge of God is a very positive thing in our lives, folks. We take for granted. There's a lot of people in our world that don't want the knowledge of God and don't care about the knowledge of God. We read that in His history here. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving death. Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. So folks, we talk about the knowledge of God and retaining God's knowledge in our daily lives. Is it possible when we get angry with somebody and we sin? We can be angry and sin not, right? That's what Jesus said. Hey, it's okay to get mad. It's okay to get frustrated. It's okay to be frustrated. I've always left out the R, apparently. Or something. You got the point. Folks, but when that happens, we need to retain the knowledge of God and retain our self-control and follow Jesus. And follow Jesus. Phil, I don't care how mad Judy makes you this week. Retain the knowledge of God. I'm jesting a little bit. But folks, you know what? We get mad at strangers driving down the highway back and forth in our jobs, traveling. Those of you that have the luxury of being retired and just do whatever you want every day. It's just a, you know, a wonderful life. I'm jesting a little bit. But folks, we encounter all kinds of things that upset us. And those are the times we need to remember what Jesus said. Like we talked about in class this morning. What Paul said. What is written. I am all things to all people. The Good Samaritan to stop and help someone along the way. To be kind. To remember there's all kinds of folks out there that need the love of God shown to them on a daily basis in their life. And folks, who's going to show them the love of God is the people of God. They're not going to get it from the news. They're not going to get it from TV. They might get a little bit of love on social media somewheres. But folks, it's going to be from the people of the kingdom of God. Us people that represent what Jesus is. Have you ever heard somebody, I just can't forgive them for that? That's tough. Forgiveness is a tough thing, folks. People have hurt us in our lives, scarred us, did things against us. There's even people did things against us we don't know about. And there's things that people do against us that we think are unforgivable. We got an example in Jesus. The knowledge of God. To know that forgiveness is an absolute must in our lives to be successful. To be successful, folks. So let's ask this question. How quick should we forgive? I'm going to wait a little bit on that. You know? I'm going to drive a couple more miles down the road and see what that person has to do. You know? See if that person gets any better. I'm going to wait a little while before my wife starts acting a little kinder to me before I really, you know, start treating her nice. Folks, it's instantaneous. Do we want God to wait on His grace that He gives us? Do we want the forgiveness of Jesus to only be when He feels like it? It's a great thing to have that example of Jesus because He feels like forgiving us every instantaneous minute. Folks, we need the knowledge of God. I need to forgive. Because we don't want to be unmerciful, undiscerning, disobedient to parents. Folks, being disobedient to parents is a sin. It's very ungodly. Now, both of my parents have passed. But folks, there's a respect that's deserved those people according to the will of God. Even if we are growed up. See, I look at them English experts. Beep, 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 beep. Folks, knowledge of God. We've got to follow Him in our daily lives. We've got to believe He is an awesome God. He created the heavens above. He has the power. This is the truth. I ask a co-worker who's a Muslim this week, what is truth? What is truth? And how can we know there's truth? Folks, this is the truth for mankind. If you don't believe in it, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle because then you're going to pick and choose about the knowledge of God. I just want a little bit. I just want this. I don't want that. You know, and then the bat, let's read the last verse. Who? Knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things... Here, I'm pointing at it like you can see what I'm pointing at, right? Knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. Not only to do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Folks, how do we approve of folks? By giving them money? By supporting them? By watching that TV show? Watching that commercial? There's not a lot we can do, folks, in life to make a difference other than teach people about Jesus and say no to Satan. Kind of simple. Sounds that way. But when we turn off the TV, when something is like this, inventors of evil things, haters of God, backbiters, disobedient to parents, unloving, untrustworthy, unmerciful, sexual immorality, wickedness. Folks, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good on TV that don't contain any of this stuff. Okay? But there's a tremendous amount that is. And we as children of God make sure we're not putting garbage in, garbage out. You heard that saying before. You know? When something, does Satan tempt you with things you never thought of before? Let's ask that question. Has Satan ever tempted you with something you've never seen, you never thought of before? Most of the time I say not. He tempts you with something that you saw on TV, or somebody you saw at work, or something you heard, or something you're singing in a song. It's something that you've exposed yourself to in life. You need to make sure the knowledge of God is there to help you say, Satan, get behind me. And you know what? If you're trying to retain the knowledge of God and think about it and praying about it and singing, I got that joy, joy, joy down in my heart. You think you're going to watch an R-rated TV show that's disrespectful and hateful to each other and people and adultery going on? I challenge you to try that. The next movie that you really want to see that maybe a night ought to watch, sit there and at least two times during the movie, sing, I got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Try that. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Folks, we got to retain the knowledge of God, not just in Sunday morning worship service, but when we're driving down the road and we're watching TV, we're going to bed at night, when we're with people that tempt us. Romans 10, 1 through 4, it is written, Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Folks, zeal for God is good. That's why I went back and got this water. I felt that. That frog keeps wanting to crawl up on my throat. I'll keep washing it back down.
Do you ever...
Oh, look at that. He's swimming up the throat. You hear that? I'm sorry, but... My wife's going to talk to me about that comment. I guarantee you on that. Folks, have you ever equated God's knowledge to his righteousness? And if we look at this passage, does that do that? For I bear them witness, they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness. Seeking to establish their own righteousness. As we were mentioning in Bible study this morning, folks, about the Pharisees, there are some of the Pharisees that recognized the righteousness of God was in the knowledge of God and in Jesus. But that's the difference between those people following Jesus and those that aren't. They want to seek their own righteousness. It's okay if I do it this way. It's okay if I change things a little bit. It's okay. Folks, those people are seeking to establish their own righteousness with God. They're not humbling themselves and fully submitting to the knowledge of God and His truth and to Jesus. Now, I also say in our lives, guess what? We all struggle with that, do we not? We all struggle with saying yes to Jesus sometimes? Certainly we do. Certainly we do. It's a never-ending life journey to say yes to Jesus. But it's the right thing to do. It's just the same thing with your kids, right? How many of us want our kids to say, sure, Mom, sure, Dad, I'll do that. I'm going to do the dishes today. I'm going to vacuum the house today, Mom. The kids say, not today. I got something better to do. Right? Folks, same thing with God, our Father in heaven. I got something better to do. Not today, God. Don't bother me with that, Jesus. We're not immune to that. We have the same character traits our kids do at times when it comes to God. Those are the times we need to retain the knowledge of God and have it guide and direct in our steps. In 1 Corinthians 15, 30 through 34, it is written, and why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I affirm by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If in the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. You see how the righteousness of God and the knowledge of God go hand in hand again in this passage? Just like the one we just looked at? I speak this to your shame. Evil company corrupts good habits. I'll give you an example. I don't know about Lucas, and I think probably in the people he helped last night at the racetrack, from my experience with them, those people don't use foul language in the pits, in their pit area. The people that I was helping last night didn't hear one foul word. I've been in some pits before and just visited and talked to other people, and have heard multiple words, you know, that are a detriment to somebody who represents the kingdom of heaven. Now, should I hang out with those people more than the people that act more godly? I don't know. You know? Those guys that join the military and go through boot camp, do they quit because of the language and how things operate? No. No. But I tell you, those gentlemen that join the military and decide they're going to go drinking with their buddies because nobody else is going to know about it because they're out on leave somewheres is a bad decision. Evil company corrupts good habits. Good habits. What's good habits, folks? What's good habits? Watching your tongue, self-control, Not talking about sexually immoral stuff. Not talking about things that are illegal in our culture and society. Corrupts good habits. Good habits. Lucas and I talked about this week. Lucas, you know, you've only been here a day, man. We just had all kinds of information shared. But one of the things we talked about, folks, is good people make bad decisions. It happens in our lives. But it doesn't mean that Jesus has given up on us, that his grace and mercy has stopped, and his forgiveness is gone. It means we need to stop and recognize that and not do it again, or not hinder us from continuing in our walk with faith. Folks, there's people here this morning that sin has stopped them, good people, sin has stopped them from coming to worship with the people of God. You can say it any way you want, but that's what stopped them from being here this morning. Sin. That's how ugly sin is. They've refused the knowledge of God. They have not awoke to righteousness. So you see that? Awake to righteousness and do not sin. Get up and come to worship service. Do not sin. Because anybody that thinks that they can do it on their own without the people of God and without worship are sadly mistaken, because there's no example of that in the New Testament. They gathered each other's house daily. They gathered every first day of the week. They followed the precepts and promises God had set forth as they were guided by the Holy Spirit. You can't do it on your own, folks. That's a lie Satan wants people to believe. Colossians 1, for this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. And I ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Obviously, I've got highlighted, folks, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Do you want to please God? Do you want to be worthy? Do you want to be filled with his knowledge of all wisdom and spiritual understanding? Do you want to be strengthened with all might? For all patience and long suffering with joy. You want to be forgiven of your sins, folks. To be fruitful in every good work and increase in the knowledge of God. Folks, I ask us this morning, how do we increase in the knowledge of God? Obviously, we gather here this morning and study his holy word. We pray to him about it. How long would it take? Let me ask you this. I'll ask Lucas this, and I don't see anybody else here at the moment. Lucas and Hannah, I guess I could ask Hannah too, but she's gone for the minute. Lucas, how long would it take you if you just took 1 hour of college to get your degree? 1 hour a week of college. How many hours a week are you right now studying to get your degree? 13 hours, that's all. You can do that in a day. I'm just kidding. You go to classes every day, okay? You study every day, you got homework every day, you got projects to work on every day. Those of you that are still in high school, you know, You go 5 days a week. Here's just junior high school? Middle school. When I was a kid, they called it junior high school. Now it's middle school. 5 days a week, 6 hours a day, 7 hours a day. Folks, our question for us is Kingdom of Heaven children. God's people. How much time are we spending to increase in the knowledge of God? We expect our kids to go to school. It's the law. Those of you that have been through college and those of you that are in college, you know you've got to study and do those things. It's expected for you to get that degree. Let me ask us this morning as God's children, is it expected of us to study His Word and the knowledge of God?
Yes.
It's just as convicting to me, folks, as it is to you. But it's also uplifting to know that there's still more there. I'm not done yet. God's not done with me. He's not done with us yet. And that Word is living and powerful in each and every one of us lives. Each and every one of us. That's the neat thing about it being the truth. It applies to me, it applies to Tom, it applies to Evan. There's nobody that God hasn't made that His Word doesn't apply to. The knowledge of God works in our lives. His righteousness is great in our lives. And in closing this morning, or the last passage this morning for the lesson is yours. Simon Peter, Peter writes this as he begins 2 Peter. A bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of that divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Folks, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. God's holy word, the knowledge of God, calls us today. Calls us to continue in His Word, continue following Him, to continue in righteousness. It is the power unto salvation. It's the power in our lives to direct us to make the best decisions and to be pleasing to God in our walk. If you have not decided to turn your life over to Jesus, we encourage you to do that this morning. If you're struggling with anything and you'd like the prayers of the congregation, we'd love to pray with you and for you to overcome those challenges in your life. Folks, start this week out relying on the knowledge of God and use it in your lives. Increase in your knowledge of God this week. We encourage you, if anything in a lesson and you need to respond to invitation, the invitation is yours as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning. Guess what?
You're not through yet.
I'm almost am. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? You can stand. Stand for a minute. It's okay to stand. We're going to sing here in a minute. I'm just going to touch base. I'm just going to put these up here. Folks, the verses we looked at this morning, you can read them, you can see them. Folks, let's keep the knowledge of God in our lives. Let's remember the power that it has for us as we stand and sing the selected hymn. Oh, dude. Calling the prodigal son without.